Welcome to the Watoto Church podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
Thank you so much, Andrew, and I want to greet each and every one of you in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Welcome to church today, whether you're joining us online or on air. Now, here in Uganda, we are in our election season. And in fact, this past week, we had the big one for voting our president and different members of parliament. Now, I know that for some of us, we are celebrating big victories. And maybe for others, it's a time of loss and grief. Others are dissatisfied with the outcome of the elections. Now, whatever the case is, I would like to urge us, my friends, to strive for peace, you know, in this season. Let's continue to strive for peace. If you're dissatisfied with the outcomes, again, I just want to implore you, let's strive for peaceful ways of resolving those grievances. And for those who are in charge of resolving whatever dissatisfactions exist, I just also want to implore you to resolve them in a very fair and transparent way for the good of our country. God is watching and God does care. The other thing I want to encourage us to continue doing is to pray. There's power, my friends, when God's people pray. In fact, here at Watoto, we are right in the middle of 3 weeks of prayer and fasting, trusting God for a great year, 2021. We're praying for different things, from individual needs to community, national needs, and even global needs. So I encourage you to be a part of it. You can follow the guides on our social media platforms, or you can tune in to our radio station 104.1 Power FM and be part of the prayer time. Every morning at 7:30, one of our pastors will be there leading in prayer. Also at lunchtime, between 12 p.m. and 1 p.m., we will be doing prayer on Power FM. Jesus said his house, his church, would be a place of prayer for the nation. So let's join in, let's pray, because there's power when God's people pray. Now today, I want to do two things basically, and I'm going to expose a little bit of our theme for 2021, but I'm also going to share some exciting things that we look forward to in 2021 as Watoto. And I bet you're going to be excited by this, and I know the theme for this year is such a real word from God. So let's pray and get into God's word today. Father, I ask you to speak to us and inspire us and encourage us this season as we are launching into a brand new year, oh God. So we avail ourselves and let your word be true in every circumstance, we pray in Jesus' name. And God's people said, amen. Now, our theme for 2021 as Watoto family, and every year God gives us a word that carries us through the year. Last year, 2020, it was from Matthew 6:33, seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness and all these things will be added to you. And the only way we would go through 2020 was by putting God's kingdom first and not to worry, and God provided for all other things. Now, as we begin 2021, God has given us a word, and that is arise and shine. That's our theme for 2021. And coming off a backdrop of 2020, which was a year with so much disruption that brought so much pain and anxiety and fear, loss, financial issues. I mean, due to COVID-19, it was pretty much a dark year, lots of deaths. But God is saying to us, this year, 2021, arise and shine. That's God's word for us. So if you have your Bible, please turn to Isaiah chapter 60, and I'm going to read the first five verses. And the context context of this particular, these verses was Isaiah speaking to encourage the children of Israel who had come through a long time of darkness in exile, and they came into their land finally, but still they faced extreme challenges, and so they were beginning to lose hope in God, in Yahweh, their God. And so Isaiah is encouraging them in this season of darkness to arise. So Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 5, and I'm going to read from the Amplified Version because it brings it out so nicely. Verse 1 says, "Arise from the depression and prostration." Now, that word prostration comes from being prostrate, laying down, being stretched on the ground, and we lay prostrate before God. But in the context here that Isaiah is saying, arise from the depression and prostration, it actually means a state of collapse. You're on the floor, you're on the ground because you've collapsed. A state of extreme weakness and exhaustion, emotionally and physically, and fatigue, tiredness. It's a state of paralysis and desolation, despair, or helplessness. And that's what we see around us. And here Isaiah says, arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life. Shine. Be radiant with the glory of the Lord, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Now, why is it important for us to arise and shine? Here in verse 2, Isaiah gives us the reason. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth and dense darkness on all the peoples, but the Lord shall arise upon you, O Jerusalem, O his people, and his glory shall be seen on you. There's so much darkness, so somebody must give the light. That's why God is calling us to arise and shine. And when we do that, there's going to be a great outcome. And the rest of the verses talk about that big outcome. Verse 3. Nations shall come to your light, because light is attractive, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes around about you and see, they all gather themselves together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried and nursed in your arms. There will be restoration. And then verse 5 says, then you shall see and be radiant, and your heart will thrill and tremble with joy at the glorious deliverance, and be enlarged, because the abundant wealth of the sea shall be turned to you, and unto you shall the nations come with their treasures. Arise and shine. What a beautiful word from God. Now, there's two aspects that I want to talk about today when it comes to our theme, arise and shine. And the first one is this. Arise and shine is actually a cry from we, his people, to God. We are praying. It's actually a prayer. We are asking God, God, in this year 2021, would you arise and shine in your glory? When we pray and ask God to arise, here's what we're doing. We are calling upon God to come to our rescue. We are asking him to come to our rescue. And when we pray and say, God, arise and shine, and ask him to shine, what we are doing is we are asking God to display his glory. That's what we're asking him to do. Now, how does God display his glory? God displays his glory by performing signs and wonders. God displays his glory through his mighty acts of power, through his mighty acts of favor and grace and mercy and kindness and compassion and love. When God acts in such a way, the human beings will see and know that surely that can only be God, and he receives the glory. So when we ask God, arise and shine, we are saying, God, come to our rescue, display your glory. You know, verse 2 of Isaiah 60 says, there's so much darkness all around us, but the Lord shall rise upon you. He shall arise upon you. He will come on our behalf, O Jerusalem, O his people, and his glory will be seen on you. So when we pray and say, God, arise and shine, we are asking him to come and intervene on our behalf. King David was one of those who prayed a lot, calling on God to arise on his behalf. And one of those moments, David was going through a difficult, dark time in his leadership. Actually, his own son, Absalom, had turned against him. Very dark period, and he had other enemies that were all around him. And I just want to read you a prayer that David wrote in this. It's in the Psalms that just shows this deep desire for God to come and intervene. Psalm chapter 3, and I'm going to read all of it. It's a powerful prayer. And here's David's genuine cry, which should be our cry as well as we call on God to arise and shine on our behalf. He says, Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. Are there people who are saying to you, hey, let's see what your God will do? David went through the same. But you, Lord, David says, are a shield around me. You are my glory, the one who lifts my head high. In 2021, we're going to lift our heads high. We're not going to allow our heads to be buried in the darkness. I call out to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. I lie down and sleep, and then I awake again. Why? Because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear, though tens of thousands assail me on every side. And in verse 7, David says, arise, Lord, deliver me, my God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw, break the teeth of the wicked. From the Lord comes deliverance, and may your blessings be on your people. Here's David crying out to God to arise in a season of darkness in his life. You know, friends, ultimately, God is our rescue and redeemer. It's not going to be the economy, neither is it going to be a good government system or politicians or medical people. All those people have their place to play. Ultimately, only God can redeem, rescue, and restore. That's why we're going to cry out to him, arise, God, and shine. Display your glory in this year, 2021. So the first aspect is our cry to God. It's prayer to God. But the second aspect, which is absolutely important when it comes to our theme, is actually God's call to each and every single one of us. God is saying to us, arise and shine. I want you to think about this as though you're receiving a phone call from God. And God is giving you a special message concerning the year 2021. And on the other end of the phone, God speaks to you as his son, as his daughter. And here's what he's saying. 2020, yes, was a tough year, and I know. But I want to reassure you, I'm in charge. So, son, daughter, arise and begin to shine, because your light has come. Let me read that in Isaiah 60 verse 1. God's word to us, he's saying, arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life, God is saying. Shine, be radiant with the glory of the Lord. For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Arise and shine. God is saying, get up, arise, get going, my friend. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up. Don't give in to your fears and doubts. Come on, let's lift up our heads and arise and begin to shine. Arise means, come on, let's get to work. Let's not get lazy because of the lockdown and things have slowed down and things are a little bit slow. Come on, let's not get lazy. Let's get up and get to work. God still has a lot he wants to do. So this year, 2021, try something new. Do something different. Do things differently. Do some things differently. Arise. Come on, arise. Take some risk. Make some faith-based bold moves as you dare trust God. Arise and shine. Someone once said there are three kinds of people, and there will be three kinds of people this year, 2021. There are people who love to watch things happen. And then there are people who make things happen. And then there are others who ask, what happened? Which ones of those are you going to be? Man, be part of those who are going to arise and say, you know what? Through God, we are going to make 2021 count. We're going to arise and shine. You know what? No matter how big the dreams you have, no matter how great the resolutions you have made and aspirations that are in your heart, I'm asking you to wake them up. But here's the thing that you need to know. At one point, you need to wake up, get out of bed, go to work, and make that dream a reality. You gotta arise. When the light comes, when it's morning, the sun has come, you get out of bed and say, I'm gonna go to work. And I want to encourage you every day, get out of that bed, go say, God, please help me. Arise and shine in my work. Arise and shine at school. Arise and shine in my family. But here I am, God. What do you want me to do? I'm gonna do it. Get to work. Let's not let the darkness of 2020 hinder our destiny. Let's not let the darkness of 2020 steal our dream. Let's get up and continue to pursue it. Arise and shine. Shine means, man, arise and blossom. Begin to flourish again in what God has called you to do. When I think about shining, I think about soccer, because we love to watch soccer here or any kind of sport. And sometimes, man, some of the players really begin to shine. And after that game, people say, oh, did you see so-and-so? They were shining in the game today. When they say that player was shining, here's what they were saying. That player, man, put on a brilliant display of talent and skill and teamwork. And that's why that player was shining. In 2021, come on, let's shine by giving our very best. Let's do our best. Come on, in 2021, let's shine. Let's display a spirit of excellence. Let's not settle for average. Anything goes. Let's arise and shine. You know, someone once said, if you keep putting your best foot forward, not just putting it occasionally, but you constantly put your best foot forward, here's what is going to happen. Soon, you'll be writing some history. Man, 2021 is an opportunity for us to write some history. So we're going to be our best. To shine means you are displaying godly character. Arise and shine. Light is different from darkness. So when you display godly character, you are shining in a godly way. You are loving like God loves. You are kind. You are patient. You exercise the fruit of the Spirit, self-control. Man, you are gentle. You are truthful. You are a person of integrity. We let the character of Christ shine and flow through us. That's how we shine. So 2021, display godly character. We'll be shining, my friends. The other way we will shine is by fulfilling God's purpose and plan for our lives. The true you, the true purpose for why God created you can only be found in your Creator, and that is God. And if you're wondering what that is, get to His Word. Ask Him. Because you can only flourish in your purpose. Birds were designed to fly. Fish were designed to swim. The only way they shine is by doing what they were designed to do. The only way you will shine is by fulfilling God's plan and purpose for your life. So this year, let's determine to pursue God's purposes for our lives, so that as we fulfill them, we will be shining in the light of His glory. That's what will be happening. I think of a couple of examples in the Bible. Jeremiah was only a young boy when God called him to be a prophet. That was the purpose and plan God had for him. And He called him to be a prophet to the nations and speak to a very, very difficult leadership of his day. And he was afraid. He began to give excuses. God said, I'm going to give you a word. But I love what Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 17 says. God spoke to Jeremiah and said, hey, prepare yourself and do what? Arise, get up. And then go and speak to them all that I command you. Go and do what I've called you to do. Don't be dismayed before their faces. Don't be afraid. So God is saying to us, hey, I have a call, I have a plan, I have a purpose for your life. Get going. Don't be afraid. Another example in the Bible is Jonah. Jonah's an interesting example. God gives Jonah an assignment to go and preach to a city called Nineveh. Very wicked city, very rebellious city. And God gives him a message to go and tell them to repent. You know what Jonah decides? He decides to run the opposite way. And then a storm comes while he was on a ship. And he ended up being thrown into the water and a big fish came and swallowed him. And then he repented and the fish vomited him onto the shore. And God came to Jonah and said, Jonah, arise, go and do what I've called you to do. You know, this world had gone apart, had really gone away from God. And I think God allows some of these storms to happen so that we can refocus and realign and begin to pursue what He has called us to do. And for some of us, 2020 has shaken us out of our comfort zone. 2020 has thrown us in the middle of the ocean, but God hasn't forgotten us. He sent His ship. He still gives us opportunity. And here's what He's saying. Arise and go back and do what I asked you to do. For some of you, you need to arise and go back to your family. Some of you need to arise and begin to serve in church like you used to. Some of you need to arise and begin to be faithful in your finances, faithful to your spouse, like you know you should. This is the year to arise and shine, my friends. Maybe you've faced so much opposition. You've faced so many people who have discouraged you. You're trying to make changes. You're trying to keep going, but things are tough. I just want to encourage you with Nehemiah's story as well. Nehemiah, God told him to rebuild the wall. Something was broken. People were in darkness. He faced similar opposition from people. But verse 20 says this, and this is true for us as well. Nehemiah answered those who were opposing him and he said, the God of heaven himself will prosper us and therefore we his servants will arise. We will not stop and we will continue to do God's work and build. And those who oppose you, but you who oppose us have no heritage or right or memorial in Jerusalem. Those people have no part in your destiny. So let's keep going in 2021 pursuing God's dream for our lives. Darkness tends to condition us to be negative. Darkness around us can cause us to lose hope. But we need to embrace God's word above every other word. We need to trust God's word above any circumstance. And that brings a mindset change that will cause us to arise and shine. Before I talk about the exciting things for 2021 for us as a total family, I'm reminded of a story of an eagle that was conditioned to think like a chicken. A farmer found a little baby eagle on the ground and decided to look after it with his chickens. And as the eagle grew, it grew with chickens around it. And so this eagle believed it was like a chicken. It grew bigger than the chickens, but still behaved like a chicken. And so one day, there was a storm coming, and the chickens were running for cover. But this ego on the inside kept feeling there's something different about me. I think I'm designed for more. And this ego caught a glimpse of other egos in the sky that were riding on the storm. And that ego got to a point where it said, I gotta use what I have. I have these wings. I think I can fly. And as the chickens ran for cover, this ego decided to do what it thought it was designed to do and stretched its wings, began to flap them one by one, and it began to rise and ride on the storm. Began to arise and shine. Don't let the condition around you determine who God has called you to be. Step out of it. Be like that ego. Decide to stretch your wings in 2021 and begin to rise and fly where God has called you to be. Begin to rise in your business, in your workplace, in family. Begin to go to those levels, those heights you've dreamed of, because God is still in charge. So arise and shine is God's word for 2021 and is our theme for this year. So let me now begin to close by sharing some big things we are trusting God for in 2021 as Watoto family. And these are exciting. We are continually committed to growing and multiplying. You've heard us saying the next 10, 15 years, we want to plant 36 locations, and we want to continue to grow the work we do in caring for the vulnerable children and women through Watoto neighborhood. But for this year, here are some things that we are looking forward to and we would love you to be a part of. And I'll start with some of the stuff in church. We're looking forward to in-person gatherings. Yes, we've missed each other for long. And so we are planning, and once the circumstances and conditions are favorable, in March, we want to start in-person gatherings. Now, COVID is still a reality, and so not all of us can gather. So the other thing we want to strengthen is what we are calling Watoto microsites. And these are small groups gathering in community together to do church. And many of you are already doing it. We want to strengthen those. That means you can be a part of Watoto Church anywhere in Uganda or around the world. You can do a microsite and be a part of what God is doing here at Watoto Church. That means we need to strengthen our online presence and our media reach, and we are going to do that. Good news! This year, we are going to launch officially our Watoto online campus. It's exciting, man. And also, to make it even more interesting, we want to bring Watoto to your fingertips. And I know this is a little late, but this is the right time. We are going to develop a Watoto app that's very interactive, very engaging, and you can connect anywhere in the world with this Watoto app. Really exciting things that are coming. And our radio station, Power FM, we're going to revamp and continue to strengthen it so we can reach more people. When it comes to building, Watoto Church, Boyogerere, you've been in a tent for too long. We're going to build a building there this year by God's grace. And we're going to unveil some beautiful plans that we have for downtown campus. Man, we've been working on this for years. You got to see it this year. And another exciting thing is this year, by God's grace, we're going to launch, listen to this, a Watoto worship album. And we're going to get our friends from around the world with the Worship Academy and our children. It's going to be worship from the heart of Africa, touching the hearts of people, connecting them to Jesus. Those are exciting things. Many others are going to happen. Now, let me jump to our care for community. We'll continue rescuing vulnerable children and abandoned babies because God has a plan for them. And that's who He's called us to be. But the other thing we want to do is this year, we're going to take care of 1,000 women through our neighborhood program here in Uganda and in South Sudan as well, man, restoring dignity to the most vulnerable women. We will also take, by God's grace, 150 children, which will make a total of close to 900 children from our neighborhood mothers into our schools and raise them to be future leaders, in addition to the others we continue rescuing from their communities. We also want to build a neighborhood neighborhood center at Watoto Church Boyogerere with the whole building project. And we want to pilot what we are calling community transformation centers, taking the heart of Watoto right in the community, caring for the vulnerable right there. Ah, many things happening. I can't go through all of them. We've designed a new way of sharing the story around the world. We've been taking choirs, and we will continue when things change. But for now, we want to send what we call storyteller tours. A pastor and his family with some of our Toto graduates will be doing tours telling the story of Jesus. Man, that's going to be exciting. Exciting ways. We're not going to be stopped. We will reinvent to continue pursuing what God has called us to do. We're also trusting God for property in South Sudan, Juba, a place where we can do church and care for community. We are now in rented premises, but we are trusting God for a piece of property in Juba, South Sudan. Exciting thing that's going to come. You're going to hear a little bit more about it. We're going to launch an agricultural institute up in northern Uganda. It's going to train the finest farmers in Uganda. Lots of things happening, and I just want to encourage you, man, let's get on board. God is still at work. So what? This is what it means. Arise, shine, get engaged, let's pray, let's give, but let's get involved in practical ways. Join a small group. You are gifted. Get involved and help us to do the various things. When each of us plays our part, when each of us decides to arise and shine in what God has called us to do, not only will we see these things done, we will see more done, because God is of a God of the exceedingly abundantly above what we could ever ask or imagine. So 2021, arise and shine. God is so good. Now, as I close and I'm going to pray right now, if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are actually living in darkness, and you know it, full of fear, maybe even depressed. The only way to get out of that is by trusting your life with Jesus. So I want to pray with you, even as I pray through the theme. If that's you and you're saying, that's me, Pastor, I want to arise and follow Jesus. Repeat this prayer after me. Say, dear Jesus, I thank you that you love me. Today, I ask you to forgive me of my sin. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I choose to arise and follow you. In your name I pray. Amen. Amen. You're now a child of God, my friend. Let us know by clicking the link on your screen or writing to us at connect@watotochurch.com. And for the rest of us, let me just pray this prayer boldly and prophetically. Lord, in your name, each and every one of us will arise, and in 2021 we shall shine, for your glory is risen upon us. We declare that in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.
Thank you for listening. We hope this sets you up to live a truly blessed life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scriptures and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@watotochurch.com.